We shall now move on to the next section of the chapter, where we will be discussing in detail the language of maps or the key elements which a map must have. First, colors on the map. Maps follow a common scheme of colors where different features are shown with the help of a set of fixed colors. Like for example, water bodies are shown in various shades of blue, while shallow water bodies are represented by pale blue. Deep blue is used to for the oceans and seas. Green color is used to show low-lying areas like plains. Yellow and light brown are used to show lands higher than plains, and deep brown color is used to represent the mountains. Next, we have the directions. There are four main directions on a map: north, south, east, and west. North is at the top of the map, south is at the bottom, east is on our right, and west is towards the left. Along with these four main directions, we have four subdirections as well, which are northeast, northwest, southwest, and southeast. Northeast is halfway between north and east. Northwest is halfway between north and west. Southwest is halfway between south and west. And southeast is halfway between south and east. With this, we move on to the next key element, which is scale. A map must have a scale. A scale helps us to measure the distance between two points on a map and its relation to the actual distance between the same two points on the ground. Last but not the least, we have the signs and symbols. Now, why are these signs and symbols important? Because there are many features which we cannot represent on the map in its true shape and size due to the shortage of space. For that, we make use of these signs and symbols which have fixed meanings. And understanding the meanings of these symbols is very important, as they will help us to read the map. Lastly, we have the different types of maps. There are three different types of maps. Physical maps. Physical maps are those maps which show the physical and natural features of a particular place, like mountains, plains, rivers, etc. Next, we have the political maps, maps which show the political boundaries of a country or a state, along with important cities, towns, and capitals are also marked on these maps. Third, special maps. Now, these are certain maps which give us specific information about a particular place, like rainfall, crops, etc. With this, we come to the end of discussing the second chapter in geography, which is language of maps.